everybody. It is time. It is March Movie Madness, MMM. It's here. It is the best of decade.
The burger.
Fletcher's show Sunday. Dropping on Sunday. But we're here. We just finalized the bracket. We have a ton of play-ins. We have a ton of play-ins. So get your Instagrams ready. Be ready to vote because all the play-ins. This is going to be the true champ. So we're stoked. But without further ado, who we got?
The Sweet Geeks is here as we're finalizing all these different matchups. We're like, oh, we can only have a few play-ins. And then after two like deliberations, we realize this is our bracket. So we're just going to do as many play-ins as we want. Some have like two, some have like seven. So it's just, you know, this is the nostalgic bracket. This is the nostalgia bracket. We're divided by generations. When these movies came out, we're very excited. I mean, this is going to be unbelievable. And I think we should just get into it, honestly.
Let's go. So we are ready. So without further ado, starting in the Boomer region,
we have for the number one seed, Star Wars, going up against the winner between the Muppet Movie and 101 Dalmatians.
At the two seed, we have, I'll make an offer he can't refuse, The Godfather going up against either Ben-Hur or the Ten Commandments. Boy, does that play-in make sense.
And if you're asking yourselves, shouldn't Ben-Hur and the Ten Commandments be the 16 seed and the Muppet Movie and 101 Dalmatians be the 15 seed? Our answer is no, because we are the commissioners and we do the seeding and we do what we want, which is why at seed number three is 2001 A Space Odyssey going up against Grease at number 14. A potential upset there. I smell an upset.
That's a good one. At the four seed, we have Steven Spielberg classic Jaws, and that is going up against the 13 seed Superman.
Richard Donner film.
Yeah.
Who maybe has another film coming up later on in the next region. But at the number five, we have The Sting going up against the winner between Psycho and Taxi Driver. I'm predicting a Taxi Driver will advance, but will probably lose to The Sting.
This is one of my personal favorite six seeds. You know what? We're going to swap these. Let's swap these right now.
Oh, okay.
We're going to swap these. Okay. At the six seed, we have the runner-up in the 2020 greatest sports movie ever made, and that is our favorite underdog, Rocky. And number six seed, he will be going up against the play-in of an 11 seed between The Sound of Music or a classic viewed by many people, Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Maybe the most annoying movie to ever exist. And with a number seven, we're coming in with one of the greatest acting performances of all time with Gene Wilder and Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory going up against a man who's directing his last film comes out this year, Clint Eastwood's The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
And at the classic number eight versus number nine matchup, coming in at the eight seed is 12 Angry Men going up against number nine, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Let's go. That's your boomer region. We recognize that boomers are from 1955 to 1964, but this is our 60s and 70s bracket. So these movies that we just listed are all released in the 60s or 70s, which we are coining it as the boomer region.
Yep. And I'm gonna wrestle with you right now. I think Star Wars goes very far. I think Jaws or Rocky has a good chance. But TC, which ones stick out to you from this region?
I actually see Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory making a nice little run. I think that's a sweet 16 run right there. I think Rocky can go far. I unfortunately see The Sting losing probably in the second round, but I think Star Wars A New Hope comes out. Easy breezy. Mm-hmm. I think that's everybody's, you know, nostalgic movie. So
it's true. It certainly is mine. The dark horse, I believe, is going to be Rocky. I think Rocky could have a good chance here.
Yeah, I can see that.
The first, I think, potential upset that we're going to have is if there's anything that could beat someone, it could be Taxi Driver beating The Sting.
Yeah.
In that first round as a 12 seed and advancing.
Yeah. I mean, both are classics. I like The Sting very much. It's one of my all-time favorite 70s movies? I think it came out in the 70s. So, okay, moving on to Gen X. Gen X is, it's the generation 1965 to 1980, but these are the 80s movies for the decade of the 80s, and this is stacked. Let's go. Okay, we have at the number one seed, Raiders of the Lost Ark, going up against the play-in of the 16 seed, that is The Little Mermaid, going up against The Breakfast Club.
And at our next matchup, we have Empire Strikes Back in a number two seed, going up against number 15, sweep the leg, do a nice little crane kick, and that is The Karate Kid.
At the three seed, we have Back to the Future, going up against either, as a play-in, the 14 seed, The Princess Bride versus Dirty Dancing. That's a nice matchup. I do think The Princess Bride wins that easily.
I think so as well. But here's one that has a potential to go the distance in this region, and that is the number four seed.
Heck yeah.
The Goonies going up against the winner between Clue and Gremlins. I think Goonies still wins. Gremlins could be interesting.
That's a fun matchup. Okay, this matchup is probably the most exciting matchup in this region, in my opinion. That is number five, our favorite, John McClane, Die Hard, going up against a classic, Top Gun.
Highway to the
Danger Zone!
At number six, speaking of the Danger Zone, is Clint Eastwood the thing, or is, what's the other guy? What's the other guy's name?
Clint Eastwood.
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell, yeah.
Or who's the other one? Keith David. Are they the thing? Who is the thing? And number six is the thing. Going up against number 11. Two films that came out the same year. E.T. E.T. walked away with 9 Oscars. The Thing with none. Actually, I think maybe it won 4. Anyways.
Wow. Okay. Number seven, we have Ferris Bueller. Off. Going up against number 10 seed. This is going to be a nice matchup. The Terminator.
Okay. And at number eight, we've got A Christmas Story, one of our favorite Christmas movies, going up against winner of this play-in between Ghostbusters and The Shining. Which one's going to come out on top? I think it's going to be close. There's a lot of nostalgia for Ghostbusters. My vote is for The Shining.
Yeah. I think The Shining wins that. And I think they win again against The Christmas Story. I think that's a lopsided matchup. Who do you want coming out of this region?
My first look is, I think Back to the Future is a really strong chance. The top, I would not be surprised if one of these three, the first three seeds from Gen X, wins the entire thing. It's a very, very strong set selection.
I mean, I think the top four movies, The Goonies, Back to the Future, Empire Strikes Back, Raiders of the Lost Ark, all four of those movies, to me, can come out
of this
region.
Even Die Hard. Honestly, the first six, seven 80s movies is stacked, and I think that's going to represent that side of the bracket.
Yeah. Who are you picking personally to come out of that region? I got to sleep on it. I'm picking either Back to the Future or The Goonies. Well, or Empire Strikes Back.
I do love The Goonies.
One of those three.
Yeah, I feel like not a lot of people have as much nostalgia for The Goonies like us. So, but I actually think maybe it's Back to the Future that comes out.
For me, if we're going off of nostalgia, I'm picking The Goonies. That is more nostalgic for me personally than Back to the Future, Empire Strikes Back, and Raiders.
Now, moving on to our third region, which is Millennial, the one that we are part of, between the years of 1981 to 1996. These are more focused on 90s films. Our number one seed in Jurassic Park, going up against the winner of the night of the 16 seed, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and The Parent Trap. I'm going to tell you right now, the potential for the biggest upset of the entire bracket is right here with the 16 seed.
I love Teenage Mutant Turtles. Everybody knows that.
And but I love The Parent Trap.
Ooh, that's going to be a fun play-in. Okay, number two, the winner of the animated March Movie Madness bracket back in 2021. Lion King is your two seed, everybody. And that is going up against a classic, a Jeff Goldblum, a Will Smith, Independence Day as a 15 seed.
Bill Pullman.
That's a nice little matchup. Very, very different and unique, but there you go.
Here it is. We're going to become made men here with our number three seed, Martin Scorsese's classic with Goodfellas, going up against Happy Gilmore. Do you smell it?
That could be.
What do you think that smell is?
I'm smelling an upset.
I sure do too. I love Goodfellas, but Happy Gilmore. People love it.
Number four, we have Home Alone going up against the play-in of Space Jam or Jim Carrey's The Mask.
Who are you picking?
I'm going Space Jam over The Mask.
I think maybe I would as well. If I'm going nostalgic-wise, that's what I'm picking too. Yeah. And at number five, the number one ranked movie of all time on IMDb in Shawshank Redemption, going up against a Robin Williams classic in Jumanji, the number 12 seed.
At number six, we have one of the sports movie Final Four, The Sandlot, a classic, a nostalgic movie to most, going up against the 11 seed of a play-in with Aladdin or Hocus Pocus. That's a nice play-in right there.
It sure is. And now, this is not just a game. This is real life. Number seven, The Truman Show, going up against the winner of Good Will Hunting and Heat. At this point, I'm voting for Heat. I don't think it can beat Truman Show, but maybe it can.
That is like a Sweet 16 Elite 8 matchup right there. Yeah. So everybody, you're getting one very early there. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to sleep on that one of who I want. Okay, finally, we come to number 8 seed, James Cameron's masterpiece of The Titanic.
Put these together against each other in the plan.
Let's do it.
Instead of having this one here.
Okay, we're making a quick change, everybody. Be ready.
I think it's appropriate.
Oh, my heck. We just made a change right here. Okay, we have number 8 seed, The Titanic, as a play-in against The Matrix. So who will get that? I do not know. But the 9 seed is safe, and that 9 seed is A Nightmare Before Christmas. So again, Titanic versus The Matrix as your 8 seed play-in, and Nightmare Before Christmas as your 9 seed. Keeks, my fellow co-host. Mm-hmm. From Miss Marsh Movie Madness, who comes out of the 90s region?
Now, if you remember back in 2020 when we did our first ever March Movie Madness bracket, Happy Gilmore made it to the Elite Eight.
Yeah, who's your Cinderella?
It's Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
If anyone can make another one, though, Space Jam at the 13 seed has a very good shot at doing it, too.
I also am looking at... I'm looking at Sandlot. I can see that going far. But if we're really talking the deep, I can see Jumanji going far too.
See, I actually think Jumanji's not going to make it out of the first round.
Shawshank is a tough matchup. But I think the movie that probably comes out of this region, Home Alone.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I think Home Alone comes out of the 90s. I mean, what's really fun about this bracket, there are so many movies we've never done. We've never done Home Alone. Mm-hmm. We haven't done Jurassic Park yet. We haven't done Goodfellas. We haven't done Shawshank. We haven't done we've done The Truman Show. That was for OGs last year. Man, there's a lot of good movies.
Heat?
We haven't done Heat.
No, I think maybe we did last year. We did do it last year.
But even the previous one, like we haven't done A Christmas Story. We haven't done Die Hard.
Mm-hmm.
Was that film franchise? That was film franchise.
Yeah, we did.
So.
I mean, E.T. I don't think we've done E.T.
Yeah.
We haven't done
Top Gun.
Princess Bride.
I mean, there's a lot of new additions to this bracket, which I'm really excited to see. Home Alone specifically, I'm very curious how far that goes.
Yeah.
I think Home Alone goes to Elite Eight, potentially.
It's just
Final
too
Four.
Much. It's too much of a bummer that there's not enough holiday themed movies. They're all Christmas movies. So it would be weird to do
a holiday bracket.
Yeah. Maybe we do a little Christmas thing this year.
We should.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Okay. On to, this is probably the most.
Here are your most play-ins, I think.
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is Gen Z. These are the 2000s movie. This is just from 2000 to 2010. So everything from 2010 on is off the list. At your one seed, my personal favorite, we have Lord of the Rings, specifically the Fellowship of the Ring. This isn't, don't view this as a franchise. Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring, going against the play-in of Napoleon Dynamite or Mean Girls.
Okay. And at a number two is the one that started it all for the Boy Who Lives adaptation is Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, going up a number 15 seed, where I will be voting for this one till my hands bleed, and that is Star Wars The Revenge of the Sith.
Wow. That's actually a really good matchup.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
I haven't really looked at that closely. Mm-hmm. At number three, we have Play the Theme. Can we get the theme going?
I'll bring it in if I remember.
We have Captain Jack Sparrow at number three, Pirates of the Caribbean and the Curse of the Black Pearl, going up against our 14 seed, which is a play-in, Lilo and Stitch and The Emperor's New Groove. That's a nice playlist.
Which I believe was a play-in from 2021 when we did this.
Emperor's New Groove was a 12 seed, actually.
Okay.
I just printed off the bracket for my coworkers.
Love it. At a number four, this is one of the most classic, one of my favorite movies. The one that changed the superhero genre forever is The Dark Knight, going up against the winner of the play-in between Monsters, Inc. and High School Musical.
Let's go. Let's go. At number five, we have a close winner for 2021 March Movie Madness with animation. Trek as a play-in. Probably the best play-in ever. And that is one of the most nostalgic movies ever for all you 2000 kids like us. That is Spy Kids. Mm-hmm. Spy Kids going up against Gladiator.
Which I don't think we've had on there either.
No. No, I don't know. Gladiator is adapted, right? That was an original?
I'd have to double check.
You know, I'm gonna go through all our movies and brackets and I'll tell you what how many new editions we have.
And coming in, this movie is not hardcore, but sometimes you gotta live hardcore, and that is the number six seed, School of Rock, going up against the play-in between Fantastic Mr. Fox and Ratatouille, and the School of Rock advances easily from this matchup.
Okay, number seven, we have Spider-Man. Are we doing Spider-Man or Spider-Man 2? Which one?
Let's do Spider-Man.
Okay, with Green Goblin. Okay, Spider-Man, the seven seed, going against the 10 seed of Iron Man. That's a nice matchup.
That's a great ones that started it all matchup.
Yeah.
And then two of the coolest movies ever made. At the number eight, we've got Ocean's 11 going up against the number nine, The Prestige. I think Ocean's 11 wins this one. They lose against Fellowship of the Ring, but they could put up a good fight.
Yeah.
TC, this is the Gen Z bracket. We have announced all of the movies for this. What do we think?
I think Pirates of the Caribbean is going to be a nice one. I could see the Revenge of the Sith, honestly, putting up a nice match against Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. I do think Harry Potter wins, but I think that's closer than more than meets the eye. Mm-hmm. School of Rock, we'd love School of Rock. I think School of Rock could potentially go far. But I think Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring is going to come out of the Gen Z. And I think that's going to go up against Home Alone in the Final Four. There, and then on the other side of the bracket, I think we have Empire Strikes Back going up against Star Wars A New Hope. I think we have two Star Wars movies coming out.
I think that's very, very likely. If I'm looking at these ones, man, there's a good... I think Jurassic Park's going to take it from Millennial. I think there's a good chance that Pirates could do it from Gen Z or The Dark Knight. I think, if we really look at it, Empire comes out from there. And then Star Wars comes out. So we're going to have two Star Wars movies, like you said, duking it out. The winner that comes out from all of this, I would not be surprised if it's either Empire Strikes Back, Back to the Future, or Raiders of the Lost Ark. I think an 80s film takes it. I think an 80s film takes it.
So I love how I've been like an announcer voice. So I'm like back to Earth here. Mm-hmm. Are you voting on the best movie or the most nostalgic when you're voting?
See, honestly, when I look at this, I will be voting with nostalgia. I will be voting with which movie means the most to me.
Yeah. That's kind of how I'm going in with it, because, like, to be honest, like, what was it? Which movie is it? What was I saying? Like, The Goonies. Like, The Goonies is the most nostalgic movie for me. Mm-hmm. But, like, Empire Strikes Back, I like more than The Goonies, but The Goonies means more to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I understand, like... Like, even Raiders of the Lost Ark, I think, is from top to bottom probably a better movie than The Goonies. But I just love The Goonies. Like, it is nostalgic.
Yeah.
So that's like, my nostalgic winner out of there.
We truly... It's so crazy to see all these different movies that we left off. Like, there was a lot of movies that we couldn't throw in. Men in Black was one. Rush Hour was another one. Fight Club was one. Superbad. There's a lot.
Yeah. There's a lot, but you know what? Take it to us on Instagram. Tell us what seed you disagree with. What do you agree with? Mm-hmm. But let you know the seeds. Let the seeding prove us wrong.
So what's the schedule looking like this week?
Okay, here we go. Let me pull up my schedule real quick. I'll tell you right now. So we have play-ins will be on March 19th and the 20th. So all the play-ins.
Tuesday and Wednesday.
And then Thursday and Friday, we'll have first round. Second round will be Saturday and Sunday. And then the Sweet 16 will be on March 28th through the 29th, that next Thursday, Friday. Elite Eight will be on that Saturday, Sunday. We'll have the Final Four on Saturday, and then we'll have our championship game. Or we'll do Final Four on Friday, and then we'll have our championship game on Sunday or Saturday. So we can announce it on Sunday.
And review it.
Yeah.
Everyone, this is the bracket.
We will publish it on Instagram later this week.
March Movie Madness is here. We've done it. We've made it. The best thing, honestly, the coolest thing we've ever done. I still remember when we created this idea, and it, like, I don't remember seeing anything about it. I just remember us being like,
what do we do?
March Madness is canceled. There's no movies coming out. It's COVID. Wait, but what if we just combined them and we did sports movies? That was and so that's cool. What it was from. And that was so fun.
What's been your favorite bracket we've done?
Honestly, it might be the first one.
The first one's special.
Animation was really fun,
I feel like too. Those first two were my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked film franchise because that was so broad.
Yeah.
And there were so many. OGs was really fun too because that was so different from what we've done. And that was really kind of like, I feel like that was more cinephile type bracket.
Yeah.
But I feel like sports movie and the animated one. Animated, I feel like, was the most accessible. I feel like everyone's seen a lot of those animated movies.
I actually think this might be even more accessible than animated. This one, truly, people will be voting on, oh, I recognize this one more, and that plays in to...
I feel like if I went through this bracket, there maybe is 7 movies I haven't seen on here. And that's mainly from the 60s, 70s.
Yep, same.
Yeah.
Everything here I've seen except for Clue.
I haven't seen Gremlins.
I've seen everything from the millennials, everything from Gen Z. Super accessible.
This might be our best bracket altogether.
We're going to get it. It'll be ready by the time you're ready to post.
Shout out Kennedy for the idea.
Yes. Kennedy, massive idea. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
She's downstairs. Anyways, potting next week. Are we going to take a week off? You'll be gone?
I will be gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might throw something up. We'll see. See if I do. But we will definitely be back the following week. Keeks and I are both on spring break.
I'm
going to
bring my recording stuff because I'll be in Portugal, but maybe while I'm there, something funny comes up.
Okay. Maybe I'll do like a little Audacity and I'll send it to you
Okay. Or
something. We'll figure it out. And if we're off next week, then we will definitely be present on Instagram with all the voting.
Yes, we will.
So, everybody, we love you. That is Take 277. March Movie Madness is back. Movies are back.
They've never been more back.
Let's go. Everybody, stay sweet.
Sweet!